Rishbo, the name of a person, Rashi Shemish, name of a person, Omar Shmuel. Af Gedule Truma, Truma, Boy Bayon Gozu. The Bona made Exeril of Gedule Truma. That means you have, let's say, wheat, that you have mafish Truma on it. And now what can you do with wheat? Usually you eat wheat. But now instead of eating the wheat, you want to again plant the wheat. And you planted it, and now it grows up new wheat. Now, midiraisa, when you plant it in the ground, it's like mavoto, the old seed becomes boto, has caused something new coming out that's not shumer anymore. Midiraisa, what grows up now is not shumer, more than kidney is beans. If you're going to plant the beans that you made shumer on, they grow up, that's a new peri now, really has no shumer. So Rabbanu made exera, no. Since the seed was a shumer, they could see you a mafresh shumer from that, what grows now is also shumer. That's one of the exeras. Trashi, a gedule shumer. In Zora, if you plant something, the afilu dava shazora kola, even something that the seed gets disintegrated in the ground, to go in tfua, if you plant like wheat or barley, the kidneys or type of beans, still we say what grows up now has a dim tumor on it. For the Gemara, my time, what was the reason they made such a gzera? Over the chanina, gzera mishum truma teira biyad Yisrael. We're afraid our Mole Yisrael has to his mafra truma, and he's in Russia. He doesn't want to give the truma to the Kohen. He thinks he doesn't like the Kohen. Why do you get it? I want to keep it. So how is he going to keep the truma? He figures, I'll go ahead and plant the truma, and what grows up now, I'll be able to eat for myself. So that's what the Yisrael does. So to stop this Yisrael from not giving it to the Kohen, we tell him, even if you plant it, you know what grows up is still truma. So Trashi, truma, tahura, biyad Yisrael. V'yein leitzora. Amor, you'll have a Yisrael that he has a bad eye, means he can't stand to give away things. Litna the coin to give it to a coin. Vizoro levatola. Vizorea levatola. He plants it for nothing. Mitera truma. Vizorea levatla mitera truma. The only reason why the Israel is planting it now is to levatla from the dim truma. Because midiraisa, when you plant truma and a new seed, something new grows up, it's not truma anymore. So that's the reason. Either chashid l'hoch, if you're afraid the guy is such a rusher that he doesn't push it, doesn't want to give the truma to the coin. He wanted him to take truma in the first place. He said, the guy feels so bad not to give it to Cain, such a rasha. Mistan, he won't take truma in the first place. He can't make zeros for such a person. He's not a rush to the over nisa the raisa. The raisa is to take off truma one chita achas pteras as a kree. The raisa, there's no shear how much truma you have to give. You could have 1,000 bushels of truma, of wheat. You take off one kernel of wheat and say a raise of truma debela, you eat to the mitzvah of the raisa. So mainly that's what this person can do. As if he doesn't want to give to a kohen, let him take off one kernel of wheat, and that is what I'm talking about. Could Shmuel, or could me the Yafashub about this person know, Vaisa took off a lot of wheat for truma, and now he has a beard. Oh, he doesn't want to give it to the kohen. Ishramin le chashidi. You see, he's not choshid. You see, we're talking about a person that does take off truma. So if he took off truma already, he's telling me that to give it to the kohen also. So how could you make this is the gzera that he's not going to give it to the kohen? Or you want to trick him like so he can't be mavato the truma? There's no such person like that. And the Gemara Yalu Amar Rava, Yisrael, Kibon, the Efshel, that's part of the Gemara. Is my Eidach Hashid Lohachi, Yafush Nami Lelifashu. Kibon, the Efshel, Nevet Chit Achet. Kiddush Shmuel, since he can be mafish only one kernel of wheat, like Shmuel's halacha, that Shmuel says midiraisa, the smallest amount of truma patis, will lay covered, and he doesn't do this, he takes off more truma, he says, no mehemne, Havad is a nemedika person, that he wants to give the truma to the kohen. So why do we have the gzera that now for some reason he made a mistake and he planted the tfuah, why are we gozer the tfuah, cannot be makabal, is still truma? Elazat gemara gzera mishum truma temeya biyat kohen. We're afraid, no. The Yisrael packet took off truma and gave it to a kohen. And now by the kohen it became tummy. A sheretz or a mace touched the truma. Halacha is now the device, you have to burn it. You're not allowed to eat it anymore. Truma tume, you can't eat. It's also heat, so the kohen has to burn it. Amor, the kohen will feel bad. Here I got 20 pounds of wheat, kishmak wheat, and now because it's tummy, I can't eat it. So what will he do? He'll feel, instead of burning it, let me go and plant all these 20 pounds of wheat, and I'll get 100 pounds of wheat later. And what grows up later is not going to be truma, so, and who I think the tumor goes off it also, so I'll be able to eat it. So what's wrong with that? So tomorrow, what's wrong with it is, Dilma Mashur Lagabe. It takes time till you plant all these 20 pounds of wheat. But Yafa de Takola. So you're going to have to let it stay in your house a while. So since you're going to hold on to the Truma Tumeya, we're afraid while you're holding on to it, you'll forget and eat it. So G'day Rabbanim didn't want you to forget that you have Truma Tumei in your house. They don't want you to hold on to it, to try and have Eitzes, or planting it, and making a nice Truma, a nice Tumam. They made it clear that even if you plant these Tfua, even if you plant these Kitnias, what grows up again is still Truma. And who are then is still Truma Tumei. So now the Kohen has nothing to gain, so now the Kohen will burn it right away. And now there won't be any Xer, will hold on to the Truma, and we're afraid to leave it in between. Rashi, Mishum Truma Tumei B'Yakoin. Sha'asur bi'achilu. Obal Zer will come to plant it. Because of Shatei b'shmo Horishin, it still remains Truma Tumeya. Ferehi Truma Tumeya, the Chashin of Dilma, Mashoyelo. He'll leave it over. Adzman, till it takes the time, Zriya. You're in the middle of winter now. You can't plant now. So you'll have to wait till the summer months. So you're going to hold it in your house for a whole month, for a whole half a year. V'yosle mecha b'tumasei. We're afraid then you'll forget in between. You'll come to eat the Truma Tumeya. That's why they're bona made Xeri. Even if you plant it, there's no Eitzim. So therefore, what will the Kohen do? The Kohen will take it and burn it. It'll be the kind of mitzvah the way he's supposed to. Rimavaita. V'idach, what's another one of the Yudchas Gzeris? Omer Rab Chia Bar Ami Mishmei Dula. Af mi shehechshich loy baderach. This is the last perek in the Masech, the whole perek, about somebody was on the road, and he didn't make it home in time before Shabbos, and he has his money, he has his wallet in his pocket. What can he do with the money? As mi shehechshich loy baderach, somebody was going in the middle of the derech, he's right before Shabbos, later, you were traveling on the road and it was still right before Shabbos, is nice thing kislo nochi. The Rabbanan made a kula that if you meet a guy on the road, you're allowed to give your wallet to the guy and tell the girl to take it home. And I'll see you after Shabbos, I'll get it from you after Shabbos. It made this kula. Says, even though really it should be awesome with the Rabbanan, because by you giving it to the guy, you know the guy has to carry it home for you on Shabbos. So he's like doing a malacha for you on Shabbos. And that's also to tell a guy. You're not going to tell a guy even on Friday to come and do a malacha for you on Shabbos. Here you're telling the guy on Friday right before Shabbos, take my wallet and take it home with you, so he's carrying the wallet for you. So that's the coolest Rabbanu will make him here. And the reason is because they weren't making like this, since the person is Boral Amamainoi. The person gets very nervous. Before Shabbos now, he's on the derech, and he can't do anything with his wallet, he's going to be over the Aveira and carry it home. We're afraid he'll carry the wallet, Baal Damas Meshitta Rabbin. So today that a person shouldn't be so nervous, and shouldn't be worried about putting his wallet down the street. Instead of come and carry a Dalai Lama's, to have Bono Maker, that if you have a guy, you're allowed to give it to a guy. Who are they going to see later? The last parent, a lot of other aces what to do. But the answer is that a Bono Maker Zera, not that the person should be Patumul, and carry it himself, to a Maker, you can give it to a guy, the guy can carry it home for you. Shashi, nice and kisla, nochri, for loy yitatenu, promise nochri, Dalai Lama's. They don't even want you to be Seimech on carrying a Pachas, mi Dalai Lama's. Even though it's only Yisim of the Rabbanim didn't give you Hetim, the Rabbanim it's also. It's also to carry something through a Shusha Rabbin, Pachas and Dal Damas. As you walk 2 feet, you'll stop on the Lefesh, then you walk another 2 feet, but the Rabbanim it's also to do. So this was a cooler than one of the Yudchas Gzeres. Right to the Yiduch, what's another one of the Gzeres? Omar Bali, Omar Azimi, Sanso, name of the person, Shemakim, name of where he came from, Piton, that you're not allowed to eat Pasakim, you're not allowed to eat bread was made by a Goy. A guy is a baker. Ushmonik. Who are then you're not allowed to eat the oil of a guy? I got the Gemara in Avodah Zarah said that Matkir that made the Gzeri can't eat goyish oil, but later they mavatled the Gzeri. The Gzeri she yesh alamed boy, it was too hard. And the Maestro, we are allowed to eat olive oil that comes from a guy. Maybe you need a heksher on it. But even though the guy made it, we're allowed to have it, the Shemin. But the first Gzeri was the Shmon and the oil was also water. The Yenim. The body made the Gzeri of Yain Nesach. You're not allowed to eat wine, drink wine, that guy you made. Who b'nasein? Who adin? You can't meet the marriage with the b'nasein. Now, with the daughters of the goyim. So the Gemara avoid the Ezariah to cash that's made the right sin not allowed to. What do you have to gzeir as Rabbanim? So Gemara's parents says that the gzeir is of even with Yichud. They made an Issa Yichud, you can't be miyachud with the b'nasein. Kula in the Yudchas Dabrahim. All these last gzeir is like one gzeir, part of the Yudchas gzeir. So Trashi, who b'nasein? And the sechta boy dezor pachim of the same deraisa. That if you can't marry a shiksa, that's me deraisa you can't marry them. And the more than the parents there, we're not talking about marrying them and having been with them, we're talking about just the yichud. A yichud with a shiksa is also what's me deraboni. That's part of yichud zeiris. Kulam yichud vorm heim. Shrashi vohor kulu, these last piton, the bread, pasakum, and shmonim, and yenim, and the same was all like one zeir. Chodihi. So gozo a piton, why do they make zeir and not eat bread that a guy made, mishum shmonim? Because the choshi to come to drink the oil. Why do they make gezeirah on the shmonim mishum yenim? If you drink the oil, you come to drink the wine. And why do they make gezeirah on wine? Because you come to drink with them, you come to intermarriage with them, and be with the shiksis. So it's out there one gezeirah. They want you to stay away from the shiksis. So he asks you not to eat their bread, and not to drink the yarn, and not to drink the shem. I got talks out, even though that the bread, we know, is not also bano. Pas akum is not also bano. It's just you're not supposed to eat it. And the Rastan the term when you are allowed to eat pas akum, if this pas palti at least. A bread that a private goy break, there's no heter. So goy break the private bread in his house, and you come to his house, there's no heter if you eat it. So it's pas palti, a bakery, a goyish bakery that bakes bread, then there's no kugel. That there's no other Yiddish bread around, you're allowed to eat it. There are kugels. The core point of bread is not also bano. Yenam stam yain neser is also bano. But there's just a kasha, they're both the same zeres here. How come yain neser is also bano and passes muta bano? But there's just true. The reason why they ask it stam yainam means just stam goyishu wine is mishum bin oseim. We don't want to drink wine with them and come to marry them. But once the rabbanim made it zeres on the wine, since there is a musig of yain neser midiraita, that means if a goy takes yain and throws it in front of the avodah zarah, it becomes also bano midiraisa. So since by their wine it's a possibility for it to be also midiraisa, when the rabbanu made gzeira not to drink any wine that a goy touched, the rabbanu went a step further and made like kain midiraisa. They gave the din as if it's yain nesach and it's also bano. That's why yainam is more chamer than pitam. Even though the tchilas gzeira was for the same reason. We don't want you to eat bread with them, so you come to drink wine with them. Wine, you come to marriage with them. So tomorrow, he has 18. El Rab Yosi shifts to heaven. According to Rab Yosi, he said before the gzeira of the keli under the tzimur, if the mayim was called mayim shuv manak, he holds a adayim himachlekes. So you only have 17. You don't have 18. How do you have 18? And the gemara ikahod Rav Akiva bar Ada, the yom Rav Akiva bar Ada, omer Rav Yitzchok. Gozro al pita mishum shmonim. True, they ask that you can't eat goyish bread after you drink the oil. The al shmonim mishum yenim. Can't drink oil after you come to drink the wine. Now, al pita and tatgemara. Al pita mishum shmonim. Ma yom and Hashem mi pas. Like, why is shemen any better than pas? Because they're the same category. Ela gozro al pita u shmonim mishum yenim. It's like a true. It's not that if you eat pas, you come to eat the oil. What does one not do? Why is one better than the other? Just means the tchila that a goy said not to eat pas akum and not to eat shem and oil that goyim made, after you come to drink the wine. Le'yayenim, what's wrong if you drink wine with goyim? Mishum ben asayim, you come to drink with them, you come shikul with them, you come to intermarriage with them. Le'yabenasayim, why would the goyim have been asayim? Mishum dovrachel. Now this is the second gzeirah, mishum dovrachel. We'll soon see what that means. Le'yabenasayim, mishum dovrachel. And another thing, mishum dovrachel. Or even the first thing, they were gochoshes. Why shouldn't you be miyachid with the shiksis? Because if you miyachid with them, we're afraid you'll become oivet avodah zarah. And that was the equal purpose they made you gzeirah. You shouldn't come to be oivet avodah zarah. Now, the al-dabarachah, they made another gzeirah, mishum dabarachah, mishum something else. This is the extra gzeirah they were putting into yudches. Because the Gemara, my dabar achel, what is this last gzeira, one up to another one? Omer Abnachar of Yitzchok, Gozro al Timit Nochri, that made a new gzeira, that a Timit, a goyish kid, she metama the zebra, that when he's one day old, they gave him a din zebra on him. They gave him Tumah Zav on him. Why they give him a Tumah Zav on him? Shlo yehe Timit Yisrael regal etzloi the Mishkav Zocher. They that the Yiddish children should not go play with goyish children. And the times of Chazal was very shechir to have Mishkav Zocher, I mean men and men live together, and goyish kids used to do that. So that the Yiddish kids shouldn't be influenced from the goyish kids, they made the goyish kids out tummy. So now, since the tummy mashma they feel that the Yiddish kids knew. Bizman HaGemara, when you had to be Nizir and Shum of a Taira, they knew if something was tummy, you had to stay away from him. You can't go near him. So since the Rabbanu were goyish tumor on goyish kids, the Yiddish kids wouldn't play with them. According to the name that you are going to the first gzeira of Mayim Shuvim, so you have the gzeira of Mayim Shuvim, and you have this last gzeira that a tinnik is a zava, you have 19 then. So the Gemara Yochel of Mayim Nami Shisra Hevi, there are 19. And the Gemara Oichlin Vekelim, Shenitmol Bemashkin, that we said two different gzeiras Mechila, there's the first nine gzeiras of the Tumah is really one. and came with the kabotumah of the mashkin. They're both the same type of the gzeirim. He includes that as one. Therefore, now altogether you have 18. Let's see Rashi. He includes the machlekes. If you leave your barrel outside when the clouds go away and then the clouds come back again, there was a machlekes b'sham and beifilu. And Reb Meir said that beifilu gave into beishamai, so it was one of the yutches gzeiros. It's good I have yutches. Where are the yutches? Test of psula truma. The nine that we start off with, the grazer on the sefer, on yadayim, on mayim shuvim, o mishum psula truma. Those are the first nine gzeiros. The yam kerim vein perim. Then from the mishnah before, you can't read on Shabbos in front of a light, a lamp, and you can't pick out the lights in front of the lamp, but the other two gzeiros. So you have 11 gzeiros. Par chatzah, you have 11. Par shul zayin, you need a 7 more. Tzimu, the gzeirah now of mayim shuvim, if you left your barrel outside, is one. O madeya, the tumma, if you have this madeya, the thick of a strap, that's makabu tumma for the person that's carrying it, that's the second one. So you have a two, it's 5 to go. O b'nais kusin, 4 to go. O boitzer, 3 to go. Dula truma, 2. B'nais saying kisei, that's two, one more. O pita nishmanim chada. Pita nishman is 1, that's why you have the 18. For the marble of contra of Yeshi, Ikohor, the Moshe of Yitzchak, the Ravimi, Hadavrach Mishum Dovrachar, Ba'avnei Esei Mishum Dovrachar, Avoy Dezorah. It means the reason why the girls did not eat bread and not to drink with them and not to be miyach with the daughter is the yikzer was you shouldn't end up being Eber Avodah Zorah. Once you're like into marriage or go with them, the Torah says to your sitzcha, you come to be Eber Avodah Zorah. The yoy goes of the bracha, they made another type of the gzeirah. So who's the kind that wasn't mentioned here? That what? That a goyish of kids shemetam of the zivam. They are feeling rain of zav, even though the kid didn't see any zav, to Rabban and gave him a din tumor. A goyish of kid has a din tumor on him. Oichlin v'kerim shenitmol b'mashkin chodekoshul. That's considered like one of the gzeirahs. So now of course everybody to have their cheshbin, how you have exactly 18 gzeirahs. But these are 18 gzeirahs that even though Beshamay was the one that first initiated, put it in, they still it was masked to the next day, and it was rabble Beshamay, therefore we pass point Beshamay these gzeirahs. Other gzeirahs, we always pass like Beshamay. Because we say they didn't have a meeting then, usually there were more Talmidei Beis Hillel than Talmidei Beis Shammai. Usually Beis Hillel was the Roi. That's why Kol HaTorah, we always pass through Beis Hillel, they're the Roi. But in this one case where they went up to the Aliyah, and they closed the doors on the Beis Medrash, and they had a count in the Beis Medrash, at that time, Beis Shammai was the Roi. That's why these zeros we pass through Beis Shammai. So the Mishnah. Beis Shammai Yomim, Ein Shoyin Diyoi, you're not allowed to soak Diyoi like ink, the Samamonim, a type of dye in water, the Kashinon, that's the Michael Behema type of food, El Kadeshi Yeshoyu, Mibay Joyin. You want to like soak the beans, Kashinon are hard beans, you give Behemas. So you want to soak the beans before Shabbos, or soak it, that it should be softened to use it on Shabbos, the Shamos, you have to do these things before Shabbos. You can't just put it into the clay right before Shabbos and let it happen on Shabbos. And we'll say the maskana is the terrorist, the reason why Beshami holds the sasan, because they hold there's an issa shvisas kelim. They hold just like we have the law of shvisas behemtoi. You're not allowed to let your behemah do work on Shabbos. Beshami holds more than your kelim has to rest on Shabbos. If you own a kli, no malach is allowed to be done in your kli on Shabbos. Therefore, you own these kelim, you're not allowed to like soak dye in water right before Shabbos, that on Shabbos is being soaked like you're making dye here. Since that's a melachah tzaveyam, and the kli is doing it, even though the person is not doing it, just the kli is doing it, they know there's an issa shvisas kelim. Right there, el kli shesherma b'jim, it has to soak or die before Shabbos. Or beisilu matir, balach we hold like beisilu, because beisilu holds there's no issa shvisas kelim. Your kli is allowed to work for you on Shabbos. Just the person can't do work on Shabbos, or else a behemah can't do work on Shabbos. Mashenkein, other people, Mashenkein and Kalem, they could do work on Shabbos. Well, they fill them up in the Kashi, Mishenosin is the mind of Bajoin. If you put the water in the Bajoin, it's mutter. Because you're doing the Malacha before Shabbos, what's happening on Shabbos is by itself, the Kalem is doing it by itself, not born to make any difference. They shama yoimim, a noisim, oimim, shalpishtim, batecha tanner. You can't put a piece of flax inside the tanner, inside the oven, or mislabajashi to make it white. This is a malach, if you do it on Shabbos, it's a malacham. So Beshami holds, you can't put it into the oven right before Shabbos. Since on Shabbos the oven is whitening the pishtun, the kli is doing a malach, that's also. Now the kadesh is even a bajim, it has to be whitened before Shabbos. You can't put wool into the big yura where you want to dye it. Unless the god died before Shabbos. So they still a material, the same svara. They still hold you allowed to put the flax inside this kli before Shabbos, because what the person did was before Shabbos. I on Shabbos is being dyed, the person is not doing it, just the kli itself is doing it, that's mutter. They shama yerim in the same thing, ain't person mitzudis chayi v'yofis v'dogim. They're not allowed to put out traps right before Shabbos to capture the hamas on Shabbos. And the Kadesh Yitzhak of Bajoin, unless you put it there Friday afternoon or Friday morning, that you know Minastan, you'll capture them before Shabbos. Well, they still invite the material, because they still hold the no melacha, the kli, to do melachas on Shabbos. Only the person can't do melacha. So since you set the trap before Shabbos, what the person did was before Shabbos. I on Shabbos, the kli is trapping the bamus, that's mutter. They shama yemen ein mochrin lenochri. You're not allowed to sell something to a nochri right before Shabbos. And it's gzeira, he's going to put something. You can't let him take out some packages out of your house Friday. They magvina love. You can't put packages on top of him. Unless he reaches his house before Shabbos. If he's leaving your house on Friday afternoon, and he's leaving your house, he's going home. If you know he has a 2-hour trip home, you're not let him leave your house 2 hours before Shabbos. Because it's gzeira, people think as if you made him a shliach. You appointed him to take this for you. If you appoint the guy to do a melacha, he's not allowed to do a melacha for you in Shabbos. So since it looks to people, since he's coming out of your house now, either with tzchera, or he's coming out with packages, it looks like you told him to do it, so the Rishon holds it's awesome. But they still know there's no gzeira. Since the emissary, the guy is doing this himself, you didn't sell it to him that he's doing you a tzchera, you sold him a kli, it's his. Now he's going home, he's doing it himself. So either the gzeira people think you told him, they still don't know from the gzeira. Nobody told him anything. Just I'm working out. Well, so see, either according to the gzeira, they have to leave your house before Shabbos. A goy is not allowed to come into your house on Shabbos and take out something on Shabbos. Then even the gzeira is not just the gzeira. That looks as if the goy is taking it. Amar, that used to be a shayla in Lakewood Amar on Yom Kippur, where you have diaper service. So diaper comes to the house to take the diapers away. Amol, they come Monday and Thursday. Amol, Yom Kippur comes down on Thursday. Amol, Kippur comes down on Thursday. So they do your diaper service. You want to leave it outside. The guy comes into your house and takes it away. So that's a shadow that's mutter or not. Plus, it should be awesome. Because you're not allowed a guy come into your house on Shabbos or on Yom Kippur to take something out. Because it very looks as if you told him to do it. Now, some people are maker because if you do an Indiana that the diaper service, nobody calls him to come today. He comes on his own like it's a routine. Everybody knows the diaper service comes routine. Just like there's a hefter for garbage also. If you have the garbage man comes into your backyard, take out the garbage. Some people want Asherah. He's not going to come into your house to take it out. But the hefter is, no, everybody knows that you're not calling him to come. He has a routine the way they come. So you could be maker on that. No, no. The garden is a boy's different office. Imam is doing a melacha for you when you're saying that's us, they can't work for you, can't have a guy working for you. So Matthew, they shama yomim, ein noisim oiris la'avdon, you're not allowed to put the skin to be worked on, for lekeinim lekeivis, you can't give your suits to the cleaners, morchi to goyish cleaners, and lekeidashi yasim abayjoim, you have to make sure they're going to finish cleaning it before Shabbos. Otherwise it's like this exam, it looks like you told them to do it for you on Shabbos. Uvekulim beisim la'matirim,